The state of Indiana's last-minute effort to stop the city of Bloomington's annexation of areas around the city boundaries is unconstitutional. As WFHB correspondent Cade Young reports, the preliminary ruling will likely be challenged by the governor's office.
The city of Bloomington is suing the state of Indiana, specifically Governor Eric Holcomb's office, for violating the state's constitution by singling out Bloomington in last-minute additions to the 2018-2019 budget bill. Judge Nardi sided with the city in a preliminary decision last week. The state of Indiana will likely appeal the ruling. The state, which is represented by Attorney General Curtis Hill's office, has until May 20th to appeal Nardi's ruling in the state Supreme Court. As one of his first acts after being elected in 2016, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton proposed adding over 9,000 acres to the city footprint. The city began an outreach campaign before sending the proposal to City Council. The proposal received pushback from businesses and residents in areas the city was considering annexing. Many residents stated they would pay higher taxes if the proposal was passed. In April of 2017, the state legislature passed the last-minute amendment to the biennial budget bill, which put a 5-year moratorium on Bloomington's annexation efforts. The preliminary decision by a Monroe County Circuit Court judge was sought by both the city of Bloomington and the state of Indiana. The decision favoring Bloomington's claims of being unconstitutionally the target of a special legislation will likely be challenged by the state. The state must file an appeal by May 20th. For WFHB, I'm Cade Young.